This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. Governor Baker holds a roundtable discussion today with state officials, law enforcement, and school superintendents on school shootings and school safety. The meeting will be held in Burlington. That town school superintendent, Eric Conte, will be attending and joins us now. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell me what you hope to get out of today's meeting.
I think what I hope to get out of today's meeting is a clear message of cooperation between state government and local government with a focus on student safety, you know, health and wellness, and just to demonstrate that they're all working together and that people are really listening to local needs.
What school security measures are in effect in your district, Burlington, that other districts across the state could learn from, or what do you hope to learn from other districts?
A lot of what's being discussed is going to be money that the governor is setting aside for some school building upgrades or changes, training for school resource officers. That's one part of it. But I think the biggest part of school safety really comes with developing those positive relationships between the adults and kids in school. So there's also resources available for social workers, school psychologists, counselors, again, people who really focus and attend to the social emotional learning of kids. So what do we do in Burlington? I think we've taken a lot of the basic steps. We have just a wonderful community. Residents are very supportive of their schools and of their children who live in Burlington. But I also think what we can continue to focus on and learn is just developing those positive relationships. I think that's really the key to promoting school safety.
And what about security measures themselves? Do schools need more school safety officers? Do they need single access points for students and visitors to schools to come into buildings? Do metal detectors have a place in school buildings, in your opinion?
A lot of those things need to happen, but they can't happen in isolation. And if that's all that happens, that's not nearly enough. So do schools need more school resource officers? I would say I think that's a local decision for folks to make. We have wonderful school resource officers here, but I'm not sure if they weren't wearing a polo shirt that said Burlington Police Department, you would notice them as being any different than a teacher or a counselor or a coach that the kids would have a relationship with. So again, we have a wonderful police department. They're incredibly forward-thinking, incredibly supportive. But we just consider them part of our staff here. So do I think schools need to become fortresses? The answer is I don't believe so. And that's but I would never make that decision for another community or another colleague.
Last question. School begins 2 weeks from tomorrow in Burlington. Do you believe there is more nervousness or trepidation among students and parents heading back this fall that wasn't there in years past?
I hope not. Again, it's always an exciting time. I get really excited still every opening. Today was the first day for we have students back for band camp, and we have our fall sports team starting. So it's just great to see all the kids around. I hope they're approaching this fall with excitement. If there are concerns, then I hope that they'll see that there's a there'll be a presence of adults. There's always a very visible police presence. Again, we have a wonderful relationship with our local PD. And I hope that we can convey, again, safety through having all the basics down, but then make sure that we maintain safety by developing really positive relationships between teachers and students and administrators and students throughout the year.
Eric Conte, school superintendent in Burlington, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you.